You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer, archerradio.com, and today is Thursday, March 23rd, 2006. Of course, I'm recording this Wednesday night, so anyway. I hope you enjoyed yesterday's video of the boyfriend sleeping. We had a couple comments from Beth and from, who was the other one, from Andrew of I Say. Beth wrote, "On Nighty Nights, sleep tight, Mr. Boyfriend. Ha ha ha, I was cracking up, keeping up, blah, blah, blah. I kept expecting you to scream or something. You had such an evil look on your eyes." Thank you, Beth. And then Andrew says, "That was so funny. For a second, I wondered where you were going to stop. Poor old boyfriend, just having a peaceful nap and ends up on computers right across the globe. The internet is such an evil thing. Love it. More, please." Well, thank you, Andrew. You know I will be giving you more, please. Well, more eventually. So, anyway, so hope you enjoyed the video from yesterday. And on today's show, we have an interesting topic. As you can see from the title of this show, it's Bring It On. Well, we've had a couple developments this week in the podcasting world. Well, not really. But you may remember last week and earlier this week, I talked about the Frapper map and Little Fatty's ham map, or Big Fatty's ham map. Well, it turns out that Mr. Larry Vader, that's V-A-D-E-R, has decided that we are in a major competition against Little Fatty's, Big Fatty's ham map. Now, they were talking twice this week about this whole ham map situation. And on Tuesday's show, they got into it. And let me just play you this little snippet here from the Little Fatty cast about the ham map and Archer Radio's Frapper map. So listen to this.
Big Fatty, I don't know if you're aware of this. This kind of
Say
concerns
it.
You.
Say it.
But your ham map is in competition with Archer.
That's right. We are in competition with Mr. Larry Vader's ham map.
I don't know what that means.
Archer.
Has he got a ham map?
He's got his little Frapper map.
Okay. Well, Frapper map and ham map, there's no competition there. Well,
oh, it's the same thing, Big Fatty. You know that.
Well, I know, but he has put the call out on one of last week's shows.
He what?
He said it. He said he's going to kick our ass and people will subscribe to the ham map.
Well,
you know what? I don't really give a shit about Archer.
Big Fatty, you don't give a shit about Archer. Yes, you do. And, of course, Larry tells him that.
But, Big Fatty, we love Archer.
We love Archer. I don't know what that means, but we love Archer.
Of course we do. So that's the end of that little snippet. So we are definitely in competition with, Big Fatty's ham map. And then, so of course, you know, I've been telling you guys to get on the ham map, or not the ham map, get on Archer Radio's Frapper map. That's what you need to do. But so I'm telling you this, and then I'm listening to the Little Fatty cast today, Wednesday, and they get into it again about the ham map. Excuse me. So listen to this little snippet from Wednesday's show with Larry and Big Fatty. It's about the ham map.
Hey, Big Fatty, you know, we've
and
had
now Archer is having a contest on,
well,
thinking he's going to have more people on his map than our ham map.
Yes, and he does.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. Now he says, "I do." Now let's look at the numbers. As of 6:30 on Wednesday evening, let's just take a look. And where are the numbers on the Frapper map before I finish that little clip? Let's go to Little Fatty Cast, and we click on their ham map, Big Fatty's ham map. And, oh, let's see, what are their numbers? Oh, 45. They have 45 people on their Frapper map. Now let's just run on over to Archer Radio's Frapper map and see how many we have on Archer Radio's Frapper map. Oh, 51. 51. I believe we are six. We have six more people than the Little Fatty cast. So let's finish listening to this little clip from them.
He's ahead by three, so...
Oh, no, I believe it's six. Do your counting, you know, again.
Ooh, only three? You mean you bitches can't even get on the ham map to help us beat Archer?
Well, and I think it's going to be a close race because we have a lot of the same listeners.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure that's true. And okay, for those of you who listen to Archer Radio, do you listen to Little Fatty Cast? If not, you need to get on Archer Radio's Frapper Map.
Oh, yeah, but ours are better. Right. Well, anyway, guys, we're in a war with Archer.
Hello.
And, you know, Archer and the boyfriend, well, first of all, they could kick our butts.
Well, now that's so true. We could definitely kick your butts. I mean, yeah, we definitely can.
But
okay,
they don't know where we live, and we need.
Can I tell them?
Ooh, yes, I do know where you live.
Well, you don't know where you live in a month.
That's correct. In 34 days, I do not know where I will reside. Thank you.
So that was that clip from Larry of the Little Fatty Cast. And so, yes, we are definitely in competition with the little fatty cast with Big Fatty's ham map. So listen, I need you guys to go to the Frapper map. For any of you who are not on the Frapper map yet, go to the Frapper map. Click on the Frapper map on archerradio.com and get yourself on the map. Even if you don't leave a picture or even leave a shout out, just get yourself on the Frapper map. We have to stay ahead of Little Fatty Cast. Right now, as I said, we are currently 6 members ahead of the Little Fatty Cast. So let's keep that lead and get yourselves on the map. Speaking of the Frapper map, what's his name? Big Fatty mentioned this on their show today, that the Frapper map has changed slightly. They have customized it a little bit more and changed the little pins and stuff. So you'll notice a change in that. If you haven't checked it out lately, you need to go there and check it out. And also, they have given me a little leeway in terms of colors and stuff. So I went ahead and customized the Archer Radio Frapper map to the same colors as archerradio.com, with the burgundy and blue. So I think you should check it out. You know, and really, this is not the Archer Radio Frapper map. This is your Frapper map. This is the listener's Frapper map. So, listeners, you need to go to the Frapper map and put yourselves on there so that we can definitely be ahead of Little Fatty. Definitely. So, yeah. Now, in terms of comments and previous shows this week or whatever, on Tuesday, we were talking about, well, I was talking about the gays in the parade for the St. Patrick's Day parade. And it seems like I got my good friend Homer a little upset, my good blogger buddy Homer. At least it sounds that way in his comment. On the website, he says, "Archer, that Supreme Court decision was bullshit. Tax dollars are used to pay for the police officers' garbage collection and the wages of politicians who ride in the parade. Why should the tax money of gay New Yorkers be used for this event? You say that," and he quotes, "that is the final word on that. Seems to me that at one time the Supreme Court said sodomy was illegal and slavery was legal, but have since changed its mind and reversed previous positions." You are absolutely right, Homer. You are absolutely right. And as I said on the show, I don't agree with it. I don't think it's right. It's a shame and all of that, but I'm just saying that at this current point in time, you have to go with what the Supreme Court says. You don't have to like it, you don't have to agree with it, but right now you have to go with what they say. And they say the gays do not have to be in the parades. Now, that's not to say that someone can challenge the law again and bring it all the way to the Supreme Court, but right now, I'm sorry to say, that's what you have to do. So, and then after Homer, we got a comment from John Q, and he says, "I agree with Homer. Things do change, but I don't have a lot of hope given the current crappy political situation and the Bushwhackers' newest appointments to the Supreme Court." So, I would agree with that you know, things can change, but I think it'll be a while before it will change. So, I'm sorry I got a little upset about that, Homer, but again, I think that's just, we have to live with it. Until a court case comes up to challenge it again. So, and enough about that. Let me check off my little list here. Of course, I have my list. You hear that paper? Got my list here. Video, feedback, Frapper map with the Larry. Yes, now I'm serious. I'm going to remind you again, get on that Frapper map. Just for me. It's fun. Okay, now, I did want to tell a little story today. You know how I am selling my artwork on eBay, and I've been doing that for like 3 months now. Well, even though I sell my work on art on eBay, I have never actually bought anything on eBay, which is kind of surprising. I guess I don't know if I, you know, if I really have found anything that I would want to buy. So I was a little surprised last week when I get a phone call from the boyfriend, or Stanislaus, or whatever you want to call him this week. And he says, oh, you have to go to eBay and check out this plate that is on sale, someone's selling. And I'm like, what is this? Well, it turns out that more like 6 months ago, I was helping the boyfriend at one of his dinner parties, and I was opening a bottle of wine, and sitting next to the bottle of wine were a stack of plates, dessert plates. Well, when I opened the bottle of wine, the bottom of the bottle slid out from underneath me and hit these plates, and I ended up chipping one of his plates. Well, I was so upset about it. I said, I'll definitely replace it. And he said, well, you know, they don't make them anymore. You can't find them anymore. So, you know, you're out of luck. I'll just have to live with this chipped plate. Of course, I felt so bad. So, and then he told me how much the plates cost. And I was like, oh, it's a good thing they're no longer being made, because that's outrageously expensive. So anyway, last week when I get a phone call from the boyfriend, he's like, get on eBay because, look, they have the plate that you chipped. This one guy, I guess, has, I don't know, stockpiled or collects designer plates or whatever. And he had the exact plate that I chipped for sale on eBay. And it was only $24. And I thought, oh my God, that's extremely inexpensive. So while the boyfriend was on the phone with me, we actually went through the process of purchasing the plate on eBay, paying for it with the PayPal account, and, you know, giving him the address and all that stuff. And surprisingly, it went very quickly, because yesterday I went to the P.O. box, and there was the plate. It was in the box. So I was very pleased with that. And of course, I open it up and check it out, and there's no chips on it. It's really nicely, you know, packaged with all that nice bubble wrap, which of course I spent like 10 minutes popping all the bubbles. But anyway, and then I'm looking at the plate, and on the back of the plate, it has a price tag from William Sonoma, $69 for one plate. I was like, shit, I got a really good deal on this plate. I only paid for $24 for it on eBay. Very cool, very cool. So I guess I have to say that I'm very pleased with my very first purchase on eBay, and it was painless. And now, and I don't have to feel guilty about chipping the boyfriend's plate anymore, because I actually have one to replace it. So I feel much better about that. And he's happy that he has his plate set back into its, you know, a complete set. So that was an interesting little tidbit there. Oh, now just a few more other things after that little interlude. I'd like to remind you about the call-in show that's coming up on Friday. That's going to be Friday, March 24th, that's tomorrow, at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The boyfriend and I will be on Skype. Now, I know I got an email from Special Delivery Mark saying he's hoping to be on the show, but he's on Gizmo. And I haven't figured out how to have Gizmo and Skype going at the same time, so I might have to work that out, or it'll just be Skype. But as I mentioned before in the call-in show, we're going to try to work it so that we can record two shows out of it. We'll be online for an hour. And I would like to, you know, make it so that we can talk to as many people as possible. So just knowing ahead of time that we're going to try to just have a short conversations with anybody who wants to call in. So if I say we got to go, then, you know, just be respectful and know that I'm not being mean. I just want to get to some other callers, because last time we only got to two people and I wanted to get to a lot more. So I want you to go ahead and plan on being on Skype at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Friday, March 24th, tomorrow. And I already know that Maupassant is not going to be able to be there, because he's going to a concert. He emailed me and said he was not going to be able to be online, so we'll miss him. But I am sure that we will have plenty of others who are interested in being on the show, and we will do our best to chat with you. And you know what? Think of some questions for the boyfriend and I. We will certainly answer questions, but just a chit chat is fine too. You know, I like to ask listeners where they're from, how they heard about Archer Radio, you know, what do they like about the show, you know, and all that kind of thing. How long have you been listening? I like to just, you know, ask all those little questions just to find out about the listeners, because I'm always interested in find out, like, when I heard from Narik in Madrid, Spain, it was so cool, because then I asked all those questions on the show, and then he emailed me and gave me all the answers. And so that's kind of cool to hear about the listeners and you know, find out all about you. So get on Skype, and we will have chit-chats. Now, moving right along, you may have noticed, if you've been to Archer Radio lately, I've cleaned up the site just a little bit. I was looking at the site the other night, and I thought, oh my God, I have too much crap on the side there. So, you know, on the sidebar. So I removed the Skype thing, because the thing is, if you click on that little Skype thing, it tries to make a phone call through Skype, and I'm not online all the time. So I thought that's kind of useless, so I got rid of that. And I also got rid of the feed burner thing, because that was just being annoying. It would keep flashing how many people had subscribed. And the numbers go up and down every day, so it's not accurate. So I got rid of that thing. And just, you know, cleaned up a little bit. I did add 2 new additions to the favorites, favorite podcast section. And I kept saying I was going to do it, and I didn't do it. But I added I Say, Andrew's podcast in the UK. So there's a link there. You can go to that. And I also added the PNS Explosion. Those guys are crazy. I love their show. So there's 2 new favorites there. And basically just cleaned up the sidebar, really. And that's pretty much all I do on the site. I'm not going to change colors or anything. I've got too many things wrapped around those colors, so I'm just going to stick to the colors. But anyway. Now, you know, okay, for those of you who are Macophiles, people who follow the Mac world, Mac, all the stuff in the Mac world, have you heard about the rumors going that have resurfaced about Apple creating their own phone? Well, this week, if you read the rumor sites or the Mac sites or whatever, you surely have seen this huge flurry of posts about the brand new iPod phone, and they're calling it an iPod phone. Well, I was reading some of the rumors, and there's one from this company in Taiwan who manufactures parts for phones or actual phones, and they were saying that Apple is definitely planning a phone, but that they are trying to find manufacturers in Taiwan who will do it. And the company who posted this said that they had to decline the offer because that would be in direct competition with the phones that they produce. So I think it's just a matter of time before we see an iPod phone. And I'll tell you this, I might consider, you know, leaving my service for an iPod phone. However, I can't do that because I have the boyfriend's phone on there. How could I do that? I guess I'd have to wait until the service. Oh, but nah, that's 2 years away. Oh, well, I'll think about that. But in any case, the rumors are flying around that there's going to be an iPod phone. And there's also rumors about, you know, there's going to be this special event on April 1st, because April 1st is Apple's 30th year anniversary. Now, why can't they come up with a 30th year anniversary computer like they did with the 20th anniversary computer? That would be cool. I don't think they will, but that would be cool if they did. I don't know. So you know, that's going on with Apple. Now, the last thing I want to talk about is the... I'm going to screw this up again. I've screwed it up 5 times now. The last thing I want to talk about is the Guess the Sitcom Theme Song. As you know, I posted one on Tuesday, and I haven't heard from anyone, no one, except Stanislaus. He posted on the show notes on Tuesday that he said 8 is enough, when he is absolutely right. The theme song that I played on Tuesday's show was 8 is Enough. And I believe that version of 8 is Enough was like played during like the interim years, like not at the very beginning and not at the end. It was like the middle years that they played that. So Stanislaus, you are absolutely correct. It was 8 is Enough. Now, fortunately, I have plenty of these theme songs that I have downloaded. So we're going to do another one. And so, okay, again, I can't give any clues because I just want to make it, you know, the way it is. So take a minute and listen to this Guess the Sitcom theme song. And, of course, when it's done, email me or leave a comment on the website and put your guess in. So listen to this. Okay, did you know which one that was? I'm sure you did, because if you were like me, you watched this show when you were younger. Well, unless you're younger than me already. In any case, I hope you know it, and you should email me or send a comment on the voice line. I mean, on the show notes, the comments on the website. Okay, now let's see. Today's Thursday, so that means tomorrow's Friday. Right now, I am not planning on doing a show for Friday. However, as I did last week, if something comes up and I find the time and I want to talk about something, I will do a show. So again, the only way you're going to know is if you check the feed and or through iTunes or go to the website and see if I have a new show posted. So that's all for today. That's all I have to share for today. So, boys and girls, remember to get yourself on the Frapper map. We've got to beat the Little Fatty Cast. And, of course, send me your comments on the Guess the Sitcom theme song. So, until next time, boys and girls, bye.
Listening to Archer Radio.